But the problem is, only he could see it. Even you cannot see it. You don't know what's in you. Do you know your potentials? No. He will put something in you. Therefore, remember I said this, that the paradise will smell good. Is that what you heard? That's not it. Paradise smells good to the good people. To the bad people, it doesn't smell good. That's the meaning of paradise. Here he said, remember, the paradise will be smelled good only to the clean brain. So, clean up your brain. How? That in your brain there are a lot of doubts about the beloved. Don't you? You deny it. There are times that you could cheat a little bit about what is just and justice and truth and true. So, clean up all your brain from this silly stuff of having doubt about the spirituality and all that. Therefore, that Reihan, that vegetable, could grow in you. And Reihan means the smelly stuff. That good smelly stuff could grow on you. Yes?
So that you may feel the scent of paradise from my friend, as Mohammed the scent of the merciful from Yemen. If you stand in the rank of those who make the ascension, not being will bear you aloft like Barak. It is not like the ascension of a piece of earth to the moon, nay, but like the ascension of a cane to sugar. It is not like the ascension of a vapor to the sky, nay, but like the ascension of an embryo to rationality. The steed of not being became...
Okay. This is the complicated stuff he's trying to explain. Therefore, he went to that story of going to the highest level of the sky, visiting the God. This is Mi'raj, okay? He talked about the Uruj and Mi'raj, if you remember, at the beginning of book 2. Do you remember? He said, you know what? This Hisham al-Din went to the highest level to find the truth, but Masnavi had no flower yet. Going there, understanding everything, knowing the truth, just is a tool, nothing. You have to come back, bring that knowledge, share it with we. That's what knowledge is. We don't live in knowledge in one fellow. Do you know why? Because there is a window from heart to heart. Because at the end of the day, I told you, yes, it takes years to arrive at the end and hear this, but at the beginning I tell my students, you know what? There is only one heart. There is no my heart, your heart, that heart. There is one heart. And the heartless people are out of it. Heartful people are in it. There is no difference between... That's why we say it is the house of God. I always say, God doesn't have different apartments, a house in you, a house in you. The house of the truth is the heart of the matter. And yes, I have a heart, but where is my heart? It doesn't have a physical existence. And the hearts are united. There is one heart. Here, he goes to heart and say, you know what? Okay. You will change if you're waiting in that. You are waiting list to go up. When you say, what do you need? You need that special horse to take you up, right? First of all, let's talk about this going up. This going up, I don't mean going from Earth to the moon by Apollo. I mean going from that raw sugar cane to the sugar. Means, I'm not talking about physical movement, I'm about the changement of the quality. The cane has nothing, then it will grow, and at the end it's sugar. It's not like the steam that goes from earth to the sky. It's like the changes of the baby. Each step it will change to the other one. Means that improvement, being completed, is going to the God, to us. Therefore, what is that horse that should get you up? What is it? Non-existence. We talked about it. That's why at the end we are aiming to arrive to Fina. That I don't exist. Imagine that. No, you see, people, you're thinking about me dying. That will happen, don't worry about it. Here, when I say, I don't exist, really I don't. Here I'm sitting and I'm giving you what? My beliefs? My ideas? Rumi is here. We're talking about, so the spirit of Rumi is here. Who am I? When it comes to teaching Rumi, I'm teaching Rumi, I don't exist. That non-existence we are talking about, being melted, therefore you don't exist. Your individuality doesn't exist. You're a part of it. I'm still there, but I don't have the inflated ego. That's what it is. When I don't have ego, I'm not talking about me, me, me. I'm talking about we. Because when I talk about me, then I don't understand what we is. For me, there is us and them. I don't understand we. There is no us and them. All of us together means the spirit of humanity. Yes?
The steed of not being became a goodly burak. It brings you to existence if you are non-existent.
This is how it is. If you don't exist, it will bring you to existence. If you exist, it will take you to non-existence. This is how it works. Therefore, if you're staying in that line, you should know that the horse is non-existence, which is taking you up. Yes?
Its hoof brushes the mountain and sees, till it puts the world of sense perception behind. Set your foot into the ship and keep going quickly, like the soul going towards the soul's beloved. No hands and no feet. Go to eternity in the same fashion as that in which the spirits sped from non-existence.
Yes, when I'm talking about this path and you're walking, I'm not talking about your feet or your hand. I'm not talking about your physical movement. I'm talking about your changes, because we are changing. This is the essence of the universe. Yes?
If there had not been somnolence in the hearer's hearing, the veil of logical reasoning would have been torn asunder in the discourse. O heaven, shower pearls on his advice. O world, have shame of his world. If you will shower, your substance will become hundredfold. Your inorganic will become seeing and speaking. Therefore, you will have scattered a largesse for your own sake.
Let's start from, if you haven't been somnolent in the heart, what was that about? Do you remember? We talked about your brain. Your brain and your logic works on comparison, comparing something to something, right? Here he will say, you know what? In speaking, if you don't have that in your mind, then that curtain of speaking will be torn apart. means somebody's talking. You're not listening. What's happening? Nothing. That speaking comes from somewhere, should go in you. This is communication. That's how it is complicated and it becomes useful. But the fellow who is talking about the good stuff, good subjects, oh, the universe, please rain the essence to the saying of that fellow. Because that fellow has a bigger universe than you, the universe. Means someone, a wise fellow, he has a wisdom, and that universe of his wisdom is bigger than the existence. Because the meaning is there. The existence is the form of one single moment. But in his mind, he has it all. But I said, you, the universe, please rain the essence over there. I didn't mean you lose something, Mr. Universe. When you rain, you become better. Your essence will be 100 times. And your just existing stuff will become speaker and teacher and all that. Therefore, you, the universe, if you rain the essence, you offered something beautiful to yourself, because it goes in you, because your background, the stuff that you have in here, which is your beginning, what, capital, this one will be 100 times more when you give, because we are talking about, are we talking about some stuff or money? Here we're talking about the thought, right? The amazing thing about thinking is when you have a lot in here, if you rain it out, it gets more. Means you develop it. When you talk about the good subject, the essence, first of all, you're doing it to yourself. What is the difference between the life of an artist and a non-artist? The artist has whatever outcome in later, he has it in here, and whatever he makes, he's improving the technique, the knowledge, and all that in himself. This is what the value of this wisdom is all about. This is the end of the second story. The third story will be about your brain. What should your brain do now? I want you to have the connection of these chapters together. First is the excuses you bring and the stuff like that is in you. Remember, you have to stop it all. Second, there are stuff that you cannot do. It will be done later, your children. But remember, there is no difference here. When I say children, it's you, the outcome is you. And at the end, let me explain it to you that, first of all, if you're alone, who is the boss? Your brain. If you are with your sheikh, who is the boss? Your sheikh, which is connected to your heart. So your heart is the boss. And this is what we wanted right at the beginning, remember? We said the problem is, this should be the second person here. We talk about that second person later, that what will she do? The mistakes she will do. The first thing is that she thinks that Solomon wants something from me. Means you think that in this path, we want something from you. Whatever you have is worthless for us. Period. We want you to be qualified to receive something. We want you to receive the pleasure of spirituality.